Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
To India with love.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's Republic Day in India. This is when India marks the signing of its constitution. Helping India celebrate is an old friend, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia is pretty important to India, the world's second fastest growing economy. Miranda Kennedy explains why.
India and Russia have been partners in arms and energy since the early days of the Cold War, and they're eager to keep it that way, even as India pursues closer ties with the U.S. At a press conference in New Delhi, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh suggested that Russia will continue to be India's number one arms supplier.
Our defense ties have steadily progressed to include new areas.
Those new areas include jointly developing fighter aircraft. President Putin said, through a translator, that he will help fill India's fast-growing energy needs.
We are ready to brave new horizons in our fuel energy cooperation, and we can already boast a number of examples that illustrate this.
India and Russia announced intentions to jointly explore for oil in Siberia. Russia also said it will build 4 nuclear power reactors in India. That puts Russia ahead of U.S. companies racing to win lucrative nuclear contracts here. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
They're still schmoozing and brainstorming at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. This is a gathering of people with money and influence, people like Bill Gates. The Gates Foundation has given so much money to fight diseases in recent years, it has changed the dynamic of global health care. Lori Garrett follows global health for the Council on Foreign Relations. Lori, this sounds like a good thing. So what's the problem?
The problem is that we're raising money in the wealthy world based on what the wealthy world is interested in, the fads, the concerns, what the rock stars say and the celebrities say and so on. We're looking at it disease by disease or problem by problem instead of seeing that what's missing here are entire systems of health.
Can you give me a specific example?
Sure. I was in Haiti about 9 months ago. Here's this country that's been through hell and back by every measure. It is on a par with sub-Saharan Africa. And yet they've managed to get all of the HIV-positive people they can identify into treatment. They're receiving state-of-the-art HIV care, and they're relatively healthy as a result. That in the same time period that they've cut their new HIV infection rate in half, they have seen women dying in childbirth skyrocket. They've seen the deaths in children under 5 skyrocket, and life expectancy has collapsed by 10 years. It is now only an average of 51 years.
So why is this happening?
We have a huge lobby of all sorts of people, including probably a lot of your listeners, who want to see a sort of social justice happen where people who have treatment for HIV want equivalent treatment to be available to the poor, especially in Africa. And I'm for that 100%. But where is the lobby for diarrhea in children? Okay, there is none. But what's the number one killer of children in Africa today? It's not HIV/AIDS, it's diarrheal diseases.
Well, it seems to me that one of the problems might be, you talk about a problem like global health. That's a, you know, obviously a massive issue. Who's in charge of leading that effort?
Good question.
Anyone?
I'm not being facetious.
No,
we actually have an enormous leadership gap. We have a new leader for the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan from Hong Kong. But WHO as an institution is rather weak. You know, the core budget of WHO is far less than the annual budget for health for the city of New York.
Wow.
Or for that matter, for the city of Cincinnati.
So, Lori, in brief, what do you suggest we do as a planet?
We actually want to stop the competition between philanthropies and donors and get us working for a common goal. Let's save millions of lives and close what is right now almost a 50-year gap in life expectancy between the longest-lived society, Japan, and the shortest-lived societies in West Africa.
Lori, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Lori Garrett is a senior fellow for global health at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
Shares of Microsoft are trading higher in Europe this morning. Kind of surprising, the company reported a rare drop in profit for the latest quarter, but those numbers were better than expected. As for Wall Street yesterday, get out the Tums. The Dow dropped 119 points, almost a percent, to 12,502. The Nasdaq fell 32 points, 1.3% to 2434. The S&P 500 slid 16. There was some profit-taking on Wall Street after Wednesday's big rally. This week, we celebrate a man who changed the movie industry in many ways. I'll give you a hint. Stacey Vanek Smith has this History of Business segment.
Alfred Hitchcock was born in London in 1899. The master of suspense got his start in film designing title cards for silent movies. And this week, 80 years ago, Alfred Hitchcock released his first film. It was called The Pleasure Garden, and it was a total flop. But Hitchcock soon recovered and started directing thrillers. Over the next 50 years, Hitchcock directed more than 60 films, including such classics as Psycho, The Birds, and North by Northwest. He also produced and hosted the long-running television series Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Hitchcock was one of the most successful directors of all time, though he never won an Academy Award.
You see, crime does not pay, not even on television. You must have a sponsor.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
Here's a scary thought. More cell phones than people. Research firm IDC says more than a billion phones were shipped last year. At last count, there were 6.5 billion people on the planet. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.